Jimmy Keane of Chicago here. I first fell in love with the music of Joe Burke in 1968 when Mike Madden brought an album back from New York as a gift to me and my dad, The Horse Keane, called A Tribute to Michael Coleman, featuring Joe Burke, Andy McGann on fiddle, and piano player Felix Dolan. At that point, I was just a couple of years into learning to play the accordion, but even then, I knew all I wanted to play was traditional Irish music. And that was going to happen under the tutelage of my pipe-smoking German accordion teacher, Mr. C.F. Marsh. But fortunately, we had a 4-speed turntable at home, which allowed me to slow down the LP to 16 RPM and kind of keep it in the same key so I could catch all the rolls, triplets, and phrasing nuance which Joe did on his solo tracks from that tribute album. It must have been a sight seeing me sitting at the dining room table with one of the speakers set up on the table, me in a chair with my accordion, and a big bath towel covering me, the box, and the speaker so I could hear what Joe was playing over the typical shouts and rants of a loud family. It worked, and Joe was my ghost teacher from then on. I finally got to meet Joe in 1972 when he came to Chicago with the first Cultus Celtorier and touring group to the States. In the meantime, I'd already devoured the second and third albums Joe had put out, Sean McGuire and Joe Burke, Two Champions, with Josephine Keegan on piano, followed by Joe's first commercially released solo album, Galway's Own, once again with Josephine. I still hear and feel the majesty of the first notes he belted out live of the Bucks Vornmoor on stage at the Bogan High School Auditorium on the south side of Chicago that fall. We became friends after that, and Joe was ever encouraging me and the box, and even recording some tunes on my then always handy cassette recorder. Just at a slower pace so I wouldn't have to put a towel over my head to catch the sweetness of his style. Thank you, Joe Burke, for all the music, love, and laughter you gave and shared with me and the late horse over the last 50-plus years. And if you are listening, Joe, if only I had a sausage.